Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Companies to watch.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank, and Ryan Huang with you.
That's right. So we covered this week. ComfortDelGro reporting its full year 2020 earnings report. And as the world's implemented social distancing and lockdown restrictions, we all stayed at home more, meaning less need for taxis.
So for 2020, the group reported a 17.2% year-on-year fall in revenue to 3.2 billion for the full year. And operating profit also plunged by 70.4% year-on-year to 123 million from over 415 million a year ago.
Yeah, it's a big number. The reason ComfortDelGro was able to report an operating profit, though, was due to more than 169 million Sing dollars worth of government relief, which was doled out in the wake of the pandemic, of course. If not, the group would have seen a full year operating loss of 46 million.
Yikes. Well, even so, our next guest believes that the company is a winner from Budget 2021.
Yeah, emerging stronger together. That's because it will set aside $30 million over the next 5 years for electric vehicle-related initiatives. And also, it will revise fees to encourage the early adoption of EVs.
We'll try not to geek out at this next conversation with Terence Chua, Senior Research Analyst for Phillip Securities. Terence, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Hi. Good. I'm good. Thank you.
Quite interesting conversation we're going to get into. But first, help us out again. I mean, I know we threw out a couple of numbers, a couple of facts, but let's talk about social distancing measures and lockdowns here in Singapore. It definitely affected ComfortDelGro's operations in areas like China, Australia, and the UK as well, right?
Yes, sure. Of course.
Is there a possibility that you could show us the contrast between how each of these countries were affected?
Yeah, sure. The social distancing measures and lockdown impacted the ComfortDelGro's operations, like what you say, in all the major markets as well. Their bottom line for the full year 2020 fell 76% due to the negative operating leverage and impairment of vehicles and goodwill in some of the major markets as well. We note, however, that there was no impairment that was made in 4Q 2020, so that's a sequential quarter-on-quarter improvement.
Okay.
It did also improved, even though it was still a loss, and it was also boosted by some of the jobs measures and the funding from the government, which helped it to turn around.
Yeah, so there was significant support. But look, elsewhere, Terence, we know that if we're just looking at, you know, the payout for shareholders, the final dividend from ComfortDelGro, which is 50% of profits attributable to shareholders, it was sharply lower than the previous years. Is that trend of the lower dividend payment going to be something that's here to stay?
Yes and no. We think the lower dividend payments for financial year 20 were largely expected already because of the COVID-19 pandemic last year. But I think we can expect dividends to remain lower in the near term because of the lockdown still in place. But that said, we think management has already signaled their intention to explore a higher dividend payout if the COVID-19 situation improves. So we believe there is room for dividends to increase going forward. Just for perspective, last year they paid, for financial year 20, they paid dividends of 50% of their earnings. But historically, when we look at the last 5 years, they paid around 70% of their earnings. So we think there's room to grow for dividends.
But how much do the recent petrol hike, how much will that play into the entire proposition to move forward where ComfortDelGro is concerned? I mean, is this going to have any knock-on effect? Are we expecting any effect moving forward?
For sure, there will be because of the petrol hike. But also to offset the impact, active taxi and private hire car drivers using petrol and even the petrol hybrid vehicles will obtain petrol duty rebates of about 360 Sing dollars over 4 months.
Okay.
And also we note that this is on top of a 15% road tax rebate for 1 year for all the taxis and private hire cars using petrol. Even the buses using petrol will receive a 100%. So, of course, ComfortDelGro, y'all will recall, operates the buses as well. Will receive a 100% 1 year tax rebate. So we think that these are mitigating factors and it will help to cushion the impact of the petrol tax.
Yeah, but obviously there is this underlying push to go green, which ComfortDelGro needs to be mindful of. In line with that, it's being seen as a winner, isn't it, from Budget 2021? Because there's going to be increasing focus on speeding up electric vehicle adoption, and that this is a company that's already been transitioning in that direction, isn't it?
Yes, oh, yes, absolutely. The transition to electric vehicles, I think, is an inevitable move, including increasing the number of charging stations will help more of the drivers transition towards electric vehicles. I think that's positive for the group because the cost efficiency of electric vehicles is more significant than petrol, and this will increase the earnings of taxi drivers. And because of the cost savings from driving the vehicles, we think that can help to boost their earnings and also cushion the impact, the fall in demand.
It's interesting that you mentioned cost savings there, but I suspect that that's not something that they would be able to afford to pass on to the consumer. Would I be right in that?
Yeah, you're right, but this will help to alleviate the fall of the taxi drivers giving up their vehicles because of a fall in earnings. So we think that would cushion the blow from the drop in at least the taxi drivers giving up the vehicles.
Okay, Terence, where does this put the likes of Grab and Gojek? I mean, in your opinion, does this put ComfortDelGro with the edge, the fact that they've got this investment into electric vehicles, that they could turn things around in terms of competition versus Grab and Gojek?
We don't think so. I think it will remain challenging in the near term, not just for ComfortDelGro, but for Grab and Gojek as well, because of the collapse in demand. But going forward, we think they could find an equilibrium.
Okay.
In the market to coexist.
Yeah. Now, in a moment, we're going to ask you about your recommendation on ComfortDelGro for investors. But before we get there, I wanted to ask you about something that we've been debating here in the studio, which is about electric vehicles versus autonomous vehicles. Now, if Singapore pushes for autonomous vehicles, how could that affect companies like ComfortDelGro?
We think that the move towards autonomous vehicles is something that will take a longer time to come. It could take anywhere between 5 to 10 years. Overall, we see it as a positive because you will reduce the drivers required for ComfortDelGro, and that could have a knock-on effect on the company because of the cost incurred. So they don't have to. We think that there could be lower costs.
Right.
That could be positive for the group in the longer term.
Does mess around with jobs, though, but that's another conversation altogether. So, Terence, to wrap things up, what then is your recommendation on ComfortDelGro for investors?
I think going forward, we see the reduction of rental waivers offered to taxi drivers in financial year 20 tapering off in the next few years, barring another lockdown, of course, and the improvement in public transport because of the opening up of the economy as being positive for the group in general. So we recommend accumulating the company as a beneficiary of the lockdown recovery.
All right. We've been speaking with Terence Strauss, Senior Research Analyst at Phillip Securities. Terence, appreciate your time and your help this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.